Hi there, my name is Bob Gentle and welcome to this week's episode of the Amplify Aftercast, the show between shows. The main podcast on a Monday is an interview and the Wednesday shows are all mine. Sometimes I'm following themes from the guest shows and sometimes I'm not. This is one of those times when I'm not. This week I want to address the elephant in the internet. The global COVID-19 pandemic is raising a lot of questions. Not least of those is, how should businesses react? Should marketing be business as usual, or should marketing stop altogether? While I don't think there's a right or wrong answer, I thought I'd put this episode together with a few things you could think about to help steer how you approach marketing in a crisis. In times of crisis, business owners have a dilemma. They have to balance the need to be seen as sensitive with the need to do everything they can to keep revenues coming in. Right now, as we start the descent into the global COVID-19 crisis, I see this everywhere. Some businesses seeming to get it right and others seeming to get it wrong. And right and wrong will change as we move through any crisis. Crises such as earthquakes, pandemics, extreme weather events and so forth bring out the best and the worst in people. People express extreme opinions on social media in ways they just wouldn't in public, and that makes business owners fearful of a bad reaction to continued promotion. Not everything is intentional, and we're all learning, so it's important to temper criticism with a little bit of generosity. We need to remember who we serve and what the mission of our business is. Our prime purpose isn't to serve everyone. It's to serve our audience and our customers, and our secondary mission is to serve our community, normally through our tax contributions. It's your responsibility to be as helpful as you can whilst not putting yourself or your business in undue danger. Your ability to continue trading is as important for your community as the ability most other people have to contribute in other ways, such as key workers staying at work or other people volunteering. So with that in mind, how can we continue to promote our businesses and sensitively cut through the noise in times of crisis? A first general principle is to be as helpful as possible. Be as free as you can with advice and support to those you might be able to help, but not to the detriment of your core operations, unless you're sitting on a substantial cash reserve. Don't compare your ability to help more widely in the community with that of other businesses. Larger businesses have different resources, or may have decided to use being helpful in a crisis as a marketing event. Don't be tempted to participate in that if it puts your livelihood at risk. So, what can we do to promote in times of crisis? Here are a few ideas. These would probably apply in any time, but when you're in a crisis, you need to trim everything back to the fewest things which make the biggest impact. So, my first tip is content. Firstly, you should consume way less content. The world is an overwhelming and noisy place. Stay as informed as you need to be to maintain your safety, but avoid becoming a consumer. Resources might become tighter, and your ability to do things like networking, advertising, or events will likely diminish. Your ability to create content doesn't cost money and doesn't need to be disrupted. Turn it up. Content reaches beyond social isolation, and it works while you don't. It overcomes geography and allows you to connect with people who need to hear what you have to say. Creating good content in written, audio, or video form allows you to continue investing in your business while also being as helpful as you can to your audience and your customer. It's also building a legacy content foundation in your business, which will allow you a much faster recovery once the air clears and the dust settles. My next suggestion is to go big on idea generation. One of the surest routes to survival in any crisis is creativity. And a lot of people think they're not creative. And while I get that, I disagree completely. Creativity can be trained. Crisis demands creativity. You're going to face challenges and situations you've never faced before. Starting a few daily practices to build your creativity and idea generation muscles will, I promise you, give some very surprising results. In James Altucher's book, Choose Yourself, he speaks about his daily practices. And while I urge you to read the whole book and consider all his daily practices, one in particular is something I use with clients and myself all the time. Buy a simple notebook, one of those ring-bound supermarket pocket-sized ones, and every day write 10 ideas in it. And you can choose every day what topic the ideas are in. One day it might be 10 ideas for ways to say thank you to customers. And the next day you might write 10 ways to make your garden look nicer. The 10 ideas practices might sound simple, but it quickly stimulates the unconscious into understanding that you value ideas. And when you need them, they'll come much more easily. And my third tip, my third suggestion, is to reassess your level of courage. Crisis demands courage. When times are easy, we get complacent and it's easy to coast. In a crisis, what worked before stops working or just isn't available. If you want to survive, you're going to need to do things you didn't do before. There's a formula at work in digital marketing, which I see working very often. Your returns go up and costs go down in direct proportion to your willingness to be visible and express yourself. For a very small number of people, that's easy. For the rest of us, it triggers fear. Now, professional rescuers and those for whom extreme situations are more routine, they know that through training, practice and experience, fear can be managed. And you need to bring this attitude to your business marketing and start stretching your comfort zone. I have a bonus suggestion for you as well. I said there were three, I'm actually going to give you four. In times of crisis, you need knowledge. So take your learning in hand. We're in for a tough time ahead, and while what you know got you so far in business, don't make the mistake of being complacent and assume it will continue to do so. Things are likely to get very competitive, and survival skills matter. And I'd argue that your ability to connect with your customer just became a survival skill, and assuming you have all the answers might just be fatal for your business. So in conclusion, we need to rethink our business models, certainly, but we also need to rethink how we're connecting to customers. The world is too noisy, and everyone is so busy watching the world burn that it takes a lot to get people to turn their head. You might object to the idea of content by saying your business is boring and there's nothing to say. If that's how you feel, you're probably in the wrong business to start with. Probably you just need to start working your idea generation muscle. We become complacent to our own glamour. We see pictures from inside other people's businesses or from other locations, and we can't help but be interested. So why do we assume that the same interest won't be directed towards us? It makes no sense at all. You need to start working out what you can share. You need to connect with your creativity and courage, and this is what will unlock your ability to become a beacon in the current crisis. Everything I've described above might sound like it's time-consuming. So are eating, sleeping, and going to the bathroom. That's how normal this stuff needs to become for you if you want your business to survive and continue making a contribution in the world. This is only one perspective. The advice is true of marketing at any time and will help in any crisis, from a pandemic right through to a bad cash flow month. I know emotions about marketing are high at the moment, so if you violently disagree with me, just take a deep breath before letting the whole world know. Feel free to reach out directly or start a conversation. Thanks again for listening, and see you on Monday.